Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Why is Scooter Braun partying with so many A-list clients? People are freaking out over this story. I think a lot of his bad press started a lot when Taylor Swift came out and basically like gagged at the sound of his name on national television. Someone was like, so what's your deal with Scooter Braun? And Taylor was like, yeah, bought her masters. There's some kind of beef there that we don't know about. So then when all of a sudden all these other celebrity clients started dropping and people were like, what's the tea? What's the drama? What's going on here? Well, a rep says that there's actually no drama. So reportedly, he's already parted ways with Ariana Grande, Demi Lovato, Idina Menzel, J Balvin, and maybe Justin Bieber. But according to NBC reporter Chloe Mellis, she says that a source told NBC that Scooter is taking a step back to focus on his role of as CEO of a South Korean entertainment company. According to the Today Show website, his company, Ithaca Holdings, merged with HYBE America. This is formerly known as Big Hit Entertainment, which is the label behind K-pop phenomenon BTS.
See, so when all this headline started breaking of like, you know, he wasn't with Demi Lovato anymore. He's not, you know, Ariana Grande has parted ways. And, I was like, well, maybe he just doesn't want to manage people anymore. However, if that's the case and they still had solid relationships with Scooter, why wouldn't Demi and Ariana and Idina Menzel be like, oh, yeah, we're not dropping him. It's just a mutual parting of the ways.
Yeah, I don't know, because yesterday I read that they're still under his label, whatever it's called, SB, whatever it is, Scooter Braun Productions or whatever. Yeah. So I'm not really sure what to believe. I've known Scooter for a very, very long time. It's been a while since I talked to him. But this dude is... I know Taylor Swift fans are going to hate to hear this, but Scooter Braun that I know handles his business pretty cleanly, really cleanly. So... none of this is really making any sense to me just yet. The only thing that really makes sense is that he is focusing on something else. Mm-hmm. They're still on his label, but he's just not as hands-on. But nobody has come out and said that, so I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people on social media say that it must have something to do with finances, because like Hollywood, they're gonna turn away from a lot of things. But when it comes to like making money and like getting business done, if something's going on there, it's not something they're willing to ignore. Okay, is it harmful or is it honest? Heidi Klum is getting candid about her diet with her followers. So a reporter from the Daily Mail wrote that the former Victoria's Secret model says that she doesn't eat more than 900 calories a day. That's what the Daily Mail is reporting.
Who is this?
Heidi Klum.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But she didn't post that on like her Instagram. Well, the Daily Mail is posting that.
The Daily Mail is posting that. And now Heidi's like, I never said that. But the Daily Mail said that she said that in an August 20th Instagram story. So we can't go back and fact check because it's gone. That's how Instagram stories work. You can't go back and see what they actually said. But she was getting really candid about like her diet, the things that she eats. She even at one point like got on a scale. And let's say it is true. Let's say that the Daily Mail reported it correctly and said that she only eats 900 calories a day. That is astronomically lower than a woman of her height and weight should be consuming. So I did the math. She's 5'9", 138 pounds, according to her Instagram story. She should be eating about 2,000 calories a day, which would be which 900 calories, you'd be losing like a quarter of a pound a day.
There's all sorts of people in LA going, I can't believe she's taken down that much calories. I can't believe she's eating all that.
900 calories literally isn't even enough for a toddler.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, the toddler's needs like 1,000 minimum, depending on activity level. And I'm torn on this because I do feel like that can send a damaging message, like you should be eating 900 calories when that's incredibly unhealthy. But at the same time, I appreciate that kind of transparency because then people will look at it and they'll like, okay, well, being like Heidi Klum and having her body besides genetics is honestly like it takes a lot to get there, including not eating. And so I think in a way it's dispelling some kind of myths almost about around looking at models and being like, oh, I could be skinny like that if I just ate properly. Well, they're not eating properly.
Tommy just whispered in my ear that he just had a 900 calorie honey bun.
Calm down, Heidi.
No more. Well, that's cool because you're not eating the rest of the day, right?
I got a gripe, Mr. Snack Man. They put in smaller honey buns. Just as big as my palm. It used to be as big as my hand. These are toddler honey buns.
Sorry, you're going through that, Tommy.
The struggle is real, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, I've even seen other.
Why are you trying to shortcut Tommy on his road to diabetes?
I thought we were done. I thought we were done with the conversation. But for more stories, head to the Bird Show.com. Click E+.
Get it. The Bird Show.